State regulators are still assessing the environmental impacts of a months-long gas leak in Cook Inlet this spring. It was one of several incidents drawing attention to the fact that many of the oil and gas platforms there were built over 50 years ago. But the state is now saying the explanation is more complicated than that. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
From day one, everyone knew drilling for oil in Cook Inlet wasn't going to be easy.
Neither a barge nor a tanker can stand the weight of the ice during the 6 winter months in Alaska's Cook Inlet. Only structures of the toughest steel can withstand such a beating.
That's from a 1965 documentary produced by Shell Oil Company, when the industry was first laying pipe in Cook Inlet. A number of Cook Inlet's platforms were built in the 1960s. Today, the Texas-based Hilcorp is the top producer in the inlet. The company knew what it was getting into when it bought up platforms in the region. Its business model is to give new life to old production. But this business model drew a lot of scrutiny this spring when the company was forced to shut down multiple pipes and platforms after 3 separate incidents. In one case, a gas leak from a fuel line went on for weeks after it was discovered. Icy conditions in the inlet made it too dangerous for divers to repair the line. During this time, watchdog groups brought up Hilcorp's decades-old equipment again and again. But now that the states had time to investigate, Jeff Merrill with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation says with the gas leak, aging equipment probably wasn't to blame.
In this case, and as far as we know in any of the other recent cases that we've had in Cook Inlet, the age of the infrastructure was not a factor in the incident itself.
Merrill says the state thinks the gas leak was caused by a big rock that rubbed against the pipe because of Cook Inlet's ultra-strong tides. Based on inspections he's seen, Merrill doesn't think the recent string of incidents means Cook Inlet's old equipment is starting to fall apart.
I'm not feeling like, you know, the system that is gonna, you know, is subject to imminent collapse.
But Merrill says even though it wasn't a factor in the gas leak, the state is paying attention to the fact that many of Cook Inlet's platforms are getting up in years. Linda Giguere, a spokesperson for the Cook Inlet Regional Citizens Advisory Council, agrees that old pipes and platforms are a concern. But that's just one of many worries. The inlet is rife with extreme conditions that can cause incidents like this spring's gas leak. Strong tidal currents, dangerous floating ice in the winter, and heavy sediment loads and rocks that can eat away at equipment. All factors involved in Hilcorp's recent gas leak. There's also a risk of earthquakes and volcanic activity. Giguere says the recent series of mishaps has a silver lining.
Well, one positive aspect of these incidents is that they have focused more attention on Cook Inlet and heightened the public's awareness of all the challenges that exist in the inlet.
The Cook Inlet Regional Citizens Advisory Council is working with the state to review all of the inlet's oil and gas infrastructure. The state says the review should be finished before the end of the year. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.